Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Welcome to the Savvy Scribe Podcast, a podcast for healthcare professionals who want to build a profitable writing business. I'm your host, Janine Kalbach. I'm a wife, mother of two incredible boys, labor and delivery nurse who created my own profitable writing business back in 2015, and I'm ready to share my secrets along the way with some help from some incredible guests. My goal is to help you open up your creative mind with my podcast, courses, and Facebook group, the Savvy Scribe Collective, to help you build your own profitable writing business. So let's take a listen. Today's episode is brought to you by ScrubHaven.com. They are a women-owned small business located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They have great products and amazing customer service. So if you need a new pair of scrubs, check out their reviews on Google and Facebook and use the code SAVVYSCRIBE and get 15% off your next purchase. That's ScrubHaven.com. Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Savvy Scribe Podcast. Today, I'm talking all about affiliates and what they are, how maybe you can start to put them into your business, and how you can help other businesses by being an affiliate for them. So, first, like, what are affiliates, right? Well, a lot of companies have affiliate programs set up for business owners or consumers to share their product. And as an affiliate, you get a little commission. So for example, if it was a $100 product that you purchased and you really liked it and you said, can I be one of your affiliates? And they say, yeah, actually, we have an affiliate program and you get 10% of anybody's purchases. So then, you know, you would share that with your neighbor who, you know, you're like talking about this product all the time. And she's like, oh my gosh, I want to try it out. Here, use my code. And she uses your code. And then you get that 10% commission. Easy as that. So why are these affiliates, you know, profitable to your business? Why should you start putting them into your business? Well, first off, because it's money, right? When we all like money, we all like, you know, to help our businesses grow. And we like to help other businesses as well. So businesses like why would a business want to give you 10% of the sale? Because referrals are the best customers. And the more referrals they get, the more referrals they're going to get. So for example, you know, think about when you go, well, when we can go to a restaurant. You go to a restaurant and you really like this burger on the menu. And then you go tell your friend, you have to go to this restaurant for this burger. It was so good. She's like, well, I'm vegetarian. Oh, yeah, that's right. But my, you know, other neighbor really likes burgers. I'm going to tell him about it. So then the other neighbor goes to the restaurant and they're like, oh, where'd you hear about us? And they're like, actually, my neighbor. Did she come in here? No, actually, she was referred by another neighbor or her friend. So you see how like that ricochets off each other. And then, you know, it's just a domino kind of effect for everybody to then try these burgers. So of course that works well in a restaurant type of industry, right? Because it's word of mouth and it's referral based. But you can do this too in your freelance writing business. How can you do this? Well, it's easy. You get clients. You can do a referral system with your clients as an affiliate. You don't have to call it an affiliate program, but what you can do is, and think about this for, you know, this coming year or, you know, even next year, talk about to your clients after you've done a retainer for them for a while or a big project. Think about any of those big projects you've done this past year. Reach out to those clients and maybe they don't have work for you right now because you finished a project for them or whatnot, or maybe you're still going with them on a retainer, but you can reach out to them and say, hey, I want to let you know that I am doing a promotion for my clients. If you refer me a client next month, I will give you 10% of their contract that they signed for, the money. Or you can just give them a 10% off their contract the next month or something like that. So you can give them their own referral code by setting them up in different platforms, like ThriveCart.com is one, SamCart.com is another one. There's all these different affiliate platforms that you can use and set up for your clients. Now, they can be a little bit pricey if you don't have products and things that you're selling all the time, but you still can use it to get, you know, more referrals for your business. The other way you can use it is if you have a product, you know, and that could be a physical product, that could be an online product, be like a course that you have or a book that you've published, and you can also give affiliate links for that. Something I want you to do today to start your own affiliate sales is to go on Amazon and sign up to be an Amazon associate. It's free. And guess what? You can start promoting products that you like to make a commission. For example, if it's the holiday time and you publish on your blog toward your audience a gift giving guide, and you publish those links of different products that you like, you can start getting a commission when someone clicks that link and buys from Amazon. It's very simple to do. And if, you know, you can make money here and there. So for example, on my book, I have my book on my website, Entrepreneurs. And if you purchase it directly from my website through the Amazon link, I'll get a commission through Amazon for selling my own product, which is kind of cool. The other thing you can do is look at what you purchased this past year. Maybe you purchased one of my courses. I offer an affiliate. Just ask me about it. But if you are, you know, new to freelance writing and you're still trying to navigate the waters, I want to tell you a couple products or, you know, resources that I have that have affiliate links that I will put in the show notes. So for example, if you have interest in becoming a copywriter, my friend Nikki over at thefilthyrichwriter.com has a free training for you and also has a paid copywriting course. And you can go to thesavvyscribepodcast.com/writer-resources and get her course by clicking on the link there. Resume RX, if you're looking to build your resume, the Resume RX has a great program for you there as well. So you can click on the link on that page. Health Writing Hub, they have great courses for writers to become, you know, medical copywriters or just a health or medical writer. They have amazing courses, and my affiliate links are on there as well. Horky Handbook, one of my favorite people to follow is Gina Horky, and she actually just started a podcast. I'll link her in our show notes and also her podcast episode, and same with Nikki Croswell from the Filthy with richwriter.com. I'll link them in the show notes as well to their episodes. But they also gave us some affiliate links for you guys too, because Gina has her own courses for virtual assisting. And then one of our clients, Symptom Media, has their own courses, CE courses for mental health professionals. So if you need some CEs, you can go through them. And I don't only do this, right, for money. It's not like I'm making millions from being an affiliate person. Like, the reason I do it is because these are the places and people that I support. Carol Tice has her freelance den, and I have an affiliate for there. Inkfile.com has LLC resources for you to sign up your business. Alitu, it's what I use for my podcasting, and Buzzsprout as well. And I even include on my website email marketing tools like Flowdesk and ClickUp. And then even for my life, I have affiliates, right? Walmart Grocery Pickup, an Instacart, Smoothie Box. And then I did my Amazon, my favorite products I have off Amazon. And that even includes my blue light glasses that I wear when I'm working on the computer all day. It includes my workout tank tops that I love. You know, it's really a place for you to kind of share with everybody in the world who go to your website different ways that you want to promote other businesses and help other people get where you are, do what you're doing. So if you're interested in becoming an affiliate with The Savvy Scribe, email me, let me know. hello@thesavvyscribepodcast.com and start thinking about how you can use affiliates in your business. Can you refer other clients to different products that they might be interested in for their businesses. I've referred a few clients to ClickUp because I love that product, you guys. And I'm going to promote things that I love. And you should too. I hope you guys got something out of this podcast. I hope you're starting to think about your affiliates for your website and your writing business. So go ahead and go get your write on or go get your affiliate on.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit SavvyNurseWriter.com to help you get started today.